All right, so I want to talk about what this is one thing that I've been thinking about for a while, and I'm listening to this I found a bunch of these guys' video called Mr. Freeman. If you've heard of him, he's like this animator, and he's really dope. I really love his videos, but he's got me thinking about a lot of stuff. One of the things that he got me thinking about is how can we essentially fix the society that we live in right now, right? So the guy, Mr. Freeman, he's originated in Russia. So his worldview is from a Russian worldview, right? I know we don't like Russia right now, but that's not the point. The point is that there are still normal people in Russia who have nothing to do with the military, okay? Or nothing to do with what Putin is doing and all that shit, okay? Point is, though, he got me thinking about the fact that how do we start the process of making America better, right? Because there's no such thing as making America great again. I mean, America was never great for anybody that wasn't white, okay? So it's completely idiotic for you to say to make America great again, because you can't make it great again, because it was never great for anybody that wasn't white, okay? Let's be honest. All right, or wasn't Caucasian, or English. So one thing that got me thinking is like, is the since we live in since America is a very capitalistic society, the first thing I would do personally, if I had full control over what we should do, one of the things I would do is I would look, first thing I'll look at is the minimum wage for jobs, and I would look at the rent, okay? Because those two things are very important. You need money and you need a place to sleep, okay? Those are two most important things. There's three ways to fix the current issue of money not being enough, and like having one job is not enough to get your own place, right? Which is dumb because we got to be able to survive. But the point is, like, having one job should be enough to get your own place. So how do we do that? Well, how I'm looking at it is there's three ways to do it, okay? The first way is, you can raise the minimum wage to fit the, not fit, but to raise the minimum wage to be on par with how much rent that somebody is asking for in a given state, right? So, for example, I guess in California, if they're asking for $2,500 a month, if you do, doing, I can't do the math off the top of my head, but like, essentially, like, you're gonna want to get around like $20 to $25 an hour for a basic job here in California if you really want to pay $2,500 a month, right? That's insane. But that's how much you got to get paid if you want to be able to even pay for this place. You know what I mean? And so that's one way. Another way is they can do the opposite of that and lower the rent, right? Lower the rent and put a cap on how much these apartment owners and the what's it called, the landowners, whatever the fuck is it called, the landowners or whatever you want to call it, landlords, that's what it is, the landlords, right? You put a cap on how much the landlords can raise the price of these apartments, right? And lower it to the point where it makes sense with the minimum wage in each state, okay? and is, you know, and is higher than, and is low enough to where even a federal minimum wage won't be out of the range to get your own apartment if you have a federally minimum wage job, right? Those are the two main ways, right? And the third way is to do two birds with one stone, which is raise the minimum wage and lower the rent and put a cap on the rent, okay? Two birds, one stone. Have them meet in the middle, okay? Raise the minimum wage to a certain number and then lower the rent to meet that number. So at least it makes sense to be able to get your own apartment by having one job, okay? That's it, all right? And you ain't gotta, and I don't think we should be worrying about the quote-unquote economy or nothing like that, okay? Fuck that. That's not important, okay? We got to be able to eat and survive, okay? To eat, sleep, survive, all right? That's the main thing. That's the main, like, you know, one of the first things I would do personally is deal with that, is deal with people getting paid, okay? Because people need to get paid first before you get them to care, okay? Because since the people who made this country have made it, or the people who invented the dollar bill, for example, they've made it to the point where we are beholden to this cash money, physical paper, right? So we can't just like make our own stuff, right? We can't just find an area and make our own stuff, because then that's the argument of private property and all these extra bullshit laws, okay? Just so companies can continue to do the bullshit that they do, okay? That's not the point, okay? It's just annoying. That's the main thing I would do is fix the rent, okay? Fix the rent issue, okay? Because renting and buying houses is just atrocious, because they can basically just put any price they want if they wanted to. Like, these houses in California are so expensive. Like this house can look like somebody accidentally blew up a grenade in this house. Like, it just looks horrible. But the asking price is over $1 million. Excuse me? What the? It's because it's next to a beach. It's okay. It's by a beach. It's by somewhere important. All of a sudden, you gotta raise the price because it's by a, like, bitch. Okay. The point is just that it's just so much bullshit in the economy. Like, and one of the metaphors that Mr. Freeman was using was how people were tugging at a giant turnip, right? That's his story. People were tugging at this giant turnip every which way. They wasn't really united in how they were pulling to get this turnip out, the turnip, right? And it just wouldn't budge. But once one of the guys decided, hey, what if we all just pulled from this in the same direction? How about that? Right? And then everybody did that, and then boom, the turnip came out. And I think I liken that to the American government, and how I think a lot of people, what doesn't matter what side you're on, doesn't matter what you believe in, because all that extra stuff that you think you believe in, that stuff is like just more propaganda to keep your mind busy from actually thinking about what's literally going on, right? That's the scary thing, right? So if we all were to just collectively wake the fuck up and realize that we need to uproot the government, literally, not literally, but like uproot the government from its roots, get down to the ground, right? Now I'm not talking physically, I'm talking like mentally and overall through like sheer action alone, to just be like, all right, we are sick of this. It is time to change this government for the better. Okay, because the way the government has been working, it's time to uproot all that. America started on bad soil. All right. America started with blood-soaked soil. It is time to clean this shit up. Okay. And the only people that can do that is we as the citizens of America. Right. And one of the things that I find interesting is that, like, there's this, it's so easy to, like, fall into the trap of, number one, social media, and to be like, well, you know, there's these hundreds, if not, there's so many different movements, there's so many different things going on. It's just kind of like, oh my goodness, right? It's overwhelming. So you start to not really think about real life, right? You kind of just move through autopilot in real life while you try to live your life vicariously through your phone. I know I'm going off topic, but hear me out, okay? That's what they want you to do. That's what these companies want you to do, okay? That's what the government essentially wants you to do, okay? Because, like, how the moment I knew the government was corrupt was the moment that I realized that basically the government, these million-dollar companies are paying the government to do their bidding. Like this, like think about that shit, right? Think about the fact that there's companies that rally. Right, there's companies, when there's a bill that's about to be passed, who's the people that stop the bill from happening? Especially if it's a positive bill that's good for everybody. The people that stop it are the people who are running the giant companies, okay? That's what happens when you let capitalism run everything in the society, right? That's what happens when you let that happen. When you let this disease known as capitalism, or not, it's not a disease, but I guess in a way you can see it as that, and it's known as, you know, and you see it like spread to everything when it shouldn't be spreading to everything. The government should have no interaction with any company at all. Okay. At all. Okay. Just like they have no interaction with churches and with religious sects and all that stuff, right? They don't have the removal of church and state. There's a reason why that's a thing. There needs to be a new one called the removal of the divide. I forgot what the word is, but there's the divide between companies and states, okay? Because the state doesn't have no business being in cahoots with AT&T. You know what I mean? Like I'm just using a random company, okay? But like, there should be no reason why, right? There should be no reason why the government that runs the country needs to have any type of like interaction with any company. Like, there's no point, right? Besides doing the basics, of course. Of course, if the company is providing a service, that's different. I'm talking about, like, if the government decides they want to do a bill, they want to pass a bill, there shouldn't be a way for companies to completely put money in and say, we're giving you $1 billion to not let this bill pass through. Why the fuck is that a thing? Like, excuse me? Like, and no, people can't do this because we don't have that amount of money to do that with. So it's specifically only for these companies. Right? And it's a way, it's like these companies, they, and it's weird because I think in a way you can kind of argue that these companies built the government that the way it is. Right? These companies are the reason why the government the way it is the way it is now. Right? Because America started, once gold was out of the picture, and then you start using paper money, that's when shit got out of hand, immediately. That's when they can just start, that's when the government and the people who were helping the government, you know, with their stuff, that's when they completely was like, alright, now we can just start printing money. Alright, the fact that citizens can't print their own money, right, is already a monopoly on the money, on the paper money, right? Even though if you have a 3D printer, you can make your own paper money, like, but you can't do that because that's illegal, right? I'm just saying, it's like, there's just a lot. There's a lot. Mr. Freeman, he kind of like got me to really, I've always been thinking about this type of stuff, but Mr. Freeman kind of helped me like sift through a lot of thoughts, right? But yeah, this is just me talking. I don't know, man. Like, it's just really annoying, man. It's just annoying as fuck because I just hate seeing this happen. Like, I feel like if you go in real life and I see and you look at everything that's going on, and like, personally, I'm not big on money. I'm really not. Like, I'm being honest with y'all. I'm not big on money. I don't really care about money like that, right? I care about certain material things because they make me feel better. They make me feel good, you know? But, like, at the end of the day, like, money itself is not important to me, which is why I think I'm in a situation where I'm not big on getting a job, or I'm not big on trying to, like, I'm not really that hungry to make money like that, you know what I mean? I'm not really, like, hungry. I just want to create, right? So, like, it's interesting because I'm not big on money, I kind of see money as, like, I mean, money is a tool, right? That's what it is. Money is a tool. It's not evil. Money itself isn't evil. What's evil is the people behind the money that's using it, right? Sorry. People that's behind the money is using it. It's the people, the other humans that have evil intentions, right? I keep saying right, but like, I want you guys to know, I want to know if you guys are, you know, understanding what I'm saying. But, yeah. It's just so interesting to just like really think about it, because it's actually crazy, you know? Like, man, like, money is such a, it's just so dumb to me. I just don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like how everybody is so reliant on currency. You know what I mean? On capital. You know, it really bothers me. It genuinely bothers me how much it bothers me. It's just like, because eating, breathing, sleeping, and being safe is a human right. It should be a human thing. It's like living in a home should be a normal human just thing that's just natural, right? Like, why the fuck do I have to work a mediocre job just so I can pay for my own house. Right? Just so I can pay somebody else. You know what I mean? So just like it's just crazy to me. Like the ability to not go out in the wilderness and make your own place to live because you might be on somebody else's private property is, it's just wild, you know, because it's like, didn't we come from the earth? Like, why are we acting like we own this shit? We don't own this shit. We don't own anything. Nobody owns anything. Okay, humans are a parasite on this planet. Okay, we don't own shit. Okay, all we did was overpopulate and start burning up the world through our dumb experiments and shit. Like, it's just actually atrocious to me, you know? Like, like, it's just actually, like, low-key. It's low-key disgusting. How much of a parasitic relationship that we have with the earth. And it's interesting because we don't like parasites to be on us as humans, and we don't like, you know, diseases and germs and stuff like that. But like, we're doing the same thing that they do. We reproduce really fast, right? Compared to the lifespan of Earth, right? We produce really fast. We take up a lot of space, and we're slowly killing the planet. You know, so like, sounds like a cancer, if anything, to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sounds like a cancer growth. Like, it's just absolutely just disgusting. You know. I don't know, man. It's just really crazy to me. Humans are, I feel bad for the future generations. I really do. I swear I'm not high. I'm just really tired. And I'm just talking around my ass now. I'm just saying shit. But yeah, I do feel bad for the future generations, man. Because, like, what's gonna happen, man? Like, the amount of shit that's gonna be normalized, because if we don't decide, if we don't, as a community or as a collective, as American citizens, decide to overthrow the government and, like, start fresh, and we continue to just live this life of, like, complacency and just letting companies and the government just control our lives, like, the amount of shit that is going to be seen as okay, which, you know what I mean, like, the amount of shit that's going to happen on the internet is, we think it's bad now, you know, because, like, the problem is when you're bored, you start thinking shit, you know what I mean? Like, when you're bored, you start talking, you just start thinking about shit, you know, and you start making up your own shit, right? And you start having, like, dreams, you start to daydream and fantasize about shit, and then the problem is, like, now that everybody's doing the same thing, it's become, like, a low-key a mass hysteria, like, this whole quote-unquote woke movement is like a giant mass hysteria where people are starting to, like, pander to this mob of woke shit, super hyper liberal stuff, right? Because we're so bored, we don't have anything else to do, right? And because we don't want to actually get up and, like, take on our own government, because we know that the shit's fucking rigged. And then because we were given this, you know, this pacifier called social media, right? It's a giant pacifier called social media, videos, you know,
buying shit, you know, all this stuff, right? Giant, this is giant pacifier in our mouths. They keep us from actually, like, collectively understanding that we need to do something about this shit, you know? And hopefully I'm wrong, and hopefully we do come to a complete, complete agreement from all sides, all walks of life, white, black, you know, yellow, like, you know what I mean? We can all just come together and say, you know what? It's time for these companies to own up to what they've been doing, and it's time for us to get our get back. That's all I'm saying. No violence. We don't need no violence. We just need them to understand that we're sick of it. Like, you know what I mean? We're sick of it, and it's time to change the rules. It is what it is. You know, but that's just me rambling, and, you know, hopefully whoever's watching this in the future, let me know how you guys are doing, you know, like, what's going on, man, like, what's going on in 30 plus years, you know, I mean, I should be alive for 30 plus years, but, like, 100, I should say 100, let's say 100 plus years, tell, you know, what's going on in 100 plus years. In 2123, because it's 2023 right now, so 2123, technically I'll be 123 or 124, if I was to live that long. That's insane. But what's going on in the 2100s, man? You know, what's going on? Because I'd love to know. But hey, if nothing, if you know, if the internet is abolished, or like, that'd be crazy if like the internet was just like destroyed, or like it just was no more after like in like 50 years. That'd actually be crazy. I don't know if it'll be a good or bad thing, because the reason why it will be a bad thing is because, like, then we have to go back to traditional ways of getting ourselves seen as creatives. So, like, we would have to, the funnel would be closed. So, like, people would be gatekeeping the fuck out of the shit, and it'd be annoying. It also would be a good thing because people can focus on themselves. They can take away. They don't need the internet to, you know, reinforce what they believe, or they don't need to, like, you know, have other people tell them what to believe type shit, you know? But I don't know. I'm just rambling. I don't know why y'all listen to this shit. But the people that do, I appreciate you all. Don't worry. You know, I do appreciate you guys genuinely. If you listen to my stuff, because I just be rambling. I just be talking, you know? This is my Sakai. This is Isaiah Senku Sakai. This is my brain. This is my world. This is my brain talking, right? This is me just spilling my guts, my brain guts out to you. You know what I mean? I hope you all enjoy this shit. I'll see y'all in the next one. I'm gonna go to sleep now. Peace out. Love yourselves and love others, okay? Bye.